This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Conservation groups are asking for more time to comment on a mineral exploration operation that a Canadian company has proposed near McDonald Pass, a permit that is being fast-tracked by the Trump administration. The Blue Copper Project, proposed by Falcon Copper Corporation, is a large-scale copper, gold, silver, and tungsten exploration operation near the Continental Divide, approximately 6 miles northeast of Avon, Montana. The proposed project area covers about 10,000 acres on Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest and Bureau of Land Management lands in Powell and Lewis and Clark counties. The project overlaps with an 8-acre corridor of the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail. If approved, exploration drilling would occur in 8 areas, resulting in about 49 acres of disturbance on Forest Service land and 8 acres on BLM land, according to the environmental assessment. Falcon Copper is proposing up to 127 drill pads and up to 5 drill rigs that would operate nonstop. The company also plans to use approximately 41 miles of road, including constructing 3 miles of new roads. Normally, a project proposal like this might have gone through more of a public process, but last August, the Blue Copper Project received a Fast 41 designation, along with another Falcon Copper project, the Shell Creek Project in Nevada, so they're both being pushed through with minimal oversight. 5 conservation organizations wrote to the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest asking for an extension of the public comment period and a public hearing on an environmental assessment for the proposed Blue Copper Project. Helena District Geologist Hans Oakes published the environmental assessment on June 2nd that opened a 30-day public comment period that ended July 2nd. But since the project would potentially affect 17 square miles of public land, the groups requested an additional 30 days during which they asked that a public meeting and hearing be held. The organizations include the Clark Fork Coalition, Helena Hunters and Anglers, the Montana Environmental Information Center, Trout Unlimited, and Wild Earth Guardians. Andrew Gorder, legal director for the Clark Fork Coalition, said, "An exploration project of this scale, impacting thousands of acres of public lands, sensitive species, and several imperiled waterways, deserves the highest level of scrutiny from our federal regulators." Montana has 4 mining projects in addition to the Blue Copper Project that have received Fast 41 designations: the Stillwater Mine, the Sheep Creek Project in the headwaters of the Bitterroot, the Libby Exploration Project, and Becky's Mine Modification on BLM land near Bridger, Montana. Just as with the Sheep Creek Project, some Montanans have concerns about the environmental damage that could result not only from the exploration, but also from the mines that might eventually result. For one thing, the Blue Copper Project sits at the headwaters of the Little Blackfoot River watershed, directly affecting Ophir, Carpenter, and Snowshoe Creeks. The state has found that Carpenter and Snowshoe Creeks are impaired for sedimentation, excess nutrients, and habitat loss. The environmental assessment says the project could suck up to 24,000 gallons of water per day from these already stressed watersheds. In addition, the Forest Service failed to consider how the project might affect species protected under the Endangered Species Act and other state species of concern. The project area sits within a prime wildlife corridor that allows animals to travel between the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex and the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem. State bear biologists have identified the route as one that grizzly bears are most likely to use as they try to migrate between the 2 wilderness areas. The Helena, Lewis and Clark Forest was recently sued for approving the Larrabee Hat timber logging project south of Avon and Elliston in that same migration corridor. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.